In this topic, we will look at some basic SQL statements like select, insert, update, and delete. We will also look at SQL clauses and functions that will enhance the basic SQL statements. We will take a look at a few more advanced SQL statements that still fall within the basic SQL standard. And finally, we will take a look at transaction processing, where multiple SQL statements can be loaded into the DBMS and executed as a group. The SQL statement that retrieves data from the database is SELECT. Statements that retrieve data from the database are called queries. In the general form shown here, after the keyword SELECT, you code the attributes that you want to see projected from the database. The table that should be used is stipulated in the FROM clause. Here we have a SELECT statement that projects the attributes INST name and INST contact from the clinical trial testing institution. This one statement will project all the INST names and INST contacts that are in the table. If there are a million rows in the table, this SQL SELECT statement will return 1 million records in the record set. Another commonly used clause is the WHERE clause. This clause will set criteria that will limit the projection from the database query. In the example, we are limiting the projection of the SELECT statement so that only INST names and INST contacts are projected where the INST contact is the number 721882384. This might return nothing at all if the value doesn't exist in the attribute, or it might be one occurrence. But it could also be more than one occurrence since INST contact is not the primary key and doesn't have a constraint on it to be unique. If the value is a contact number at an institution, however, it might be unique unless for some reason a contact can serve for multiple institutions. Another clause is the order by clause. This clause will sort the projection on INST name. There are many more clauses, as this slide illustrates. Some are more often used than others. They all come in handy whenever you need to accomplish a particular task. Functions carry out routine operations on the data in the database. A common operation that is needed is to count the number of records in the record set returned by a query. This particular query will return all the rows in the clinical trial testing institution table. This means that the count will show how many rows are in that table. The asterisk can be used when a particular attribute is not being counted. You should get the same count, for instance, if you place the primary key attribute in the parentheses instead of the asterisk, since the primary key is a mandatory attribute. There are many more functions, as this slide illustrates. Some are more specialized than others. In order for the user to get all of the data that they are looking for, it is often necessary to join tables together because no one table has all the data. Joining tables together is accomplished by matching primary key values from one table with foreign key values in another table. An inner join is accomplished by matching primary to foreign key values and including the matched data in the joined result. In an outer join, not only are matched pairs included in the joined result, but unmatched pairs of attribute key values are also included in the result. An equal join, another name for inner join, gets its name from the fact that an equal sign is used to match primary key to foreign key values from tables. In an equal join, duplicate values or attributes can exist in the join. A natural join matches key values and only includes rows with common values in the joined result. Duplicates are eliminated. Here is an example of an inner join. In this SELECT statement, trial code and drug name FK from a table called trial are being included in the joined result. But so are INST name and INST contact from a table called clinical trial testing institution. When doing a join, it is important to not forget to require a match test for the primary key to foreign key. This is accomplished here with the WHERE clause. The test for INST name in the clinical trial testing institution with the INST name FK in the trial table is mandatory to make sure that only the data that the user wants from the joined tables will be projected into the join result. The join result is further limited by a test for trial code less than 4,000. But this test is not necessary for the join, like the test for primary to foreign key. Notice the use of alias designations for the two tables. In the from clause, clinical trial testing institution is being designated as the letter C, and trial is designated as T. You can then use these letters as qualifiers in the rest of the select statement to indicate which table the attribute name belongs. Thus, T trial code means the trial code in the trial table. If the two tables happen to have identical attribute names, the alias would tell the DBMS which table value to use. Sometimes it is necessary to embed one query inside another. The output of the embedded query is used as input to the other query. A query with an embedded query is called a subquery. There is no end to the number of queries that can be embedded. In many subqueries, execution begins with the most embedded query and continues with the next higher up query, and so on until the starting query is reached and executed. We will now write an example subquery. The user wants to find the institutions in Denver with a trial resource of NSF. One way to do this would be to execute two separate queries. One would find the institutions in Denver, and the other would find trial cost resource rows with NSF. We would then take the two results and manually find rows that appear on both projections. But why do that when we can execute a subquery that will give us just what we are looking for? We will need to take the two separate queries and combine them. If we embed the query that finds the trials that have a trial cost resource of NSF inside the query that finds institutions in Denver, and the query that finds the institutions in Denver is only looking in the projections of NSF-funded trials, then the final projection should be what we want. Here is the example subquery. Notice that the subquery to find the trial resource cost of NSF is in parentheses, making it obvious that the top query that looks for Denver is using the result of the other query as its input. So starting at the bottom, the query against the trial table for resource cost of NSF finds all the matches for NSF in its rows and projects the associated inst name FK or institution names. This projection is then used by the other query when it does its matching on Denver, Colorado. Thus, the final projection is for rows that have resource cost funding of NSF and are located in Denver. What is projected is the institution name, C inst name. This is exactly what the user asked for. You can manipulate the data within the database with three commonly used SQL statements: insert, update, and delete. Insert adds a row of data to the database. Update allows you to change existing data within the database. For example, when a patient has a change of address, or if the data within the database is found to be incorrect. Delete must be used carefully since deleted data is not retrievable, and if the delete statement is written incorrectly, large amounts of data can be deleted inadvertently. When SQL is stored in a procedure to be executed at a later time, it is called a transaction. A transaction can be composed of multiple SQL statements. SQL executed outside of a transaction is executed immediately. One significant difference with transaction processing is that an SQL delete statement can be backed out as long as the SQL commit statement has not been executed. Of course, a big advantage of a transaction is that SQL statements that are commonly executed together do not have to be re-entered each time the user wants to perform the operation. Instead, the user can simply execute the transaction. In summary of this unit, storage within a database has many advantages over other alternatives and over methods of storage of the past. A data sublanguage called SQL, or structured query language, is a standard that all DBMSs use to store, retrieve, change, and delete data within a database. The database itself, along with its associated tables, attributes, relationships, and keys, are created using SQL. SQL can be stored as a batch procedure that can be executed at any time it is deemed appropriate. Various insertion, update, and deletion anomalies in a database are addressed through a process called normalization. Many anomalies are solved by splitting tables of data apart into more than one table. Relationships between tables are created by connecting tables through primary to foreign key matches. Relationships allow the user to retrieve data in one query from multiple tables. Designing a database through a process of data modeling will make data retrieval more efficient. A process of data modeling is used to design a database. The data model uses ER diagrams that indicate entities, attributes, and relationships between entities. While there are many levels of database normalization, only the first three are commonly employed. All relational databases have a database management system of software that administers the database. The DBMS receives and interprets all SQL statements that are executed against the database. The DBMS stores and knows about all SQL transactions and can execute them on command. A database development lifecycle involving six phases is used when developing a new database or when changing an existing database. The phases of this development are specification gathering, testing, implementation, maintenance, and modification.